the police are saying at the time when Sandy went missing, the school hadn't started being built. So he produced photographs, but the photographs, I think, were actually earlier, because at our house, when we moved in, there was a big fence, and in the pictures, there's no fences, and it looks as if nobody's in the house. So I'm taking it further, but I definitely want it searched. The police have said they've had a meeting with the council, but when I kept asking the CID the other day, because I had a meeting with him the other day there, and when I was asking him the exact dates that the building started work, he kept changing the subject. He never came straight forward and gave me an exact date. But there's too many different people, like on the Facebook, when I've been on, there's too many people stayed at the area at the time, and too many people are saying there was definitely some sort of building work going on at the school for me just to let it go. I'm not letting it go.
Do you think that's where Sandy is?
To be perfectly honest, I don't know. No, I don't know. But there could be anything, there could be any bit of evidence. And I'd actually been on the Facebook, I'd seen it on Facebook before I'd commented that, oh, maybe this wee, the wee boy Sandy could be buried there, because there was talk at the time he'd wandered off because it was a building site. So definitely I think it's worth a go again at a search. Maybe find some evidence, because there was never anything found at the time.
Has your family been searching for answers since he went missing?
Yes.
How has this impacted on your life?
Oh, it's been terrible. Absolutely terrible. When I grew up, we never spoke about it, you know, because my mum and dad just couldn't deal with it. My mum still finds it quite hard. But my youngest is his double. So when I had him, and that's when I decided, you know, I'm taking this further. And I've kind of campaigned and done quite a few things. But
what would a search of this building do for you?
It just rules something else out. Just, obviously, if we found them, it would be, I'm not saying it'd be good, because it wouldn't, because it's not going to be the answer, but I'm convinced he's dead anyway. But at least if he was there, he could get laid to rest, and then my mum and dad knows. We need to know. You know, knowing is torture.
Does your mum think that he's away?
I think my mum thinks he's going to come back one day. I don't.
No.
No. I think if we find him, we'll find him dead. But at the end of the day, we still need to find him. There's a body out there somewhere, dead or alive, and he needs to be found.
Has there ever been any suspects or any fingers pointed at anybody?
No.
Do you remember the day that he went missing?
I can't, no. I was only two.
Were you?
Mm-hmm. I've got no memories at all.
Do you talk about him quite a lot?
I talk about my time. So I do. Quite hard not having any memories. There's hardly empty. Like in the police, all the police that were involved in the search, none of them are there anymore. There's nobody, so.
Do you have a theory about what happened to him?
I think he got taken away. I think he got taken away and murdered. So I do. I hope I'm wrong. I definitely don't think he's alive, but I hope he's wandered off and fell in a ditch or something. So I do. That would be easier to deal with.
It must be hard to know knowing what happened. Is that difficult for the whole family?
Mm-hmm. Aye. We need closure.
So that's why you're keeping fighting?
Yes. Yes, definitely. I'm no stone.